Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. We are having a live show today. It is Monday, September 10th, 2018. And I'm here tonight with the other co-hosts. This is Elizabeth, by the way. And I don't know if everybody gets the Creation Lightship emails, but we did receive one this morning, which came as a surprise to all of us, including myself. So I will just go ahead and read that, and it was a notice to all Creation Lightship students, and it came from Ron's personal assistant, who is very close to him. So a lot of people have been emailing and asking, is this real? And yes, it is real. So I'll just go ahead and read that, and it says that Ron Ametron has fulfilled his stewardship mission. He is no longer living here in a physical body. His light being spirit has left and returned to the Creation Lightship. The Creation Lightship website is no longer alive. All clearing stopped when Ron left his physical body. Continue to do and use what you have learned and move forward in removing darkness and restoring the light within. Remember to repeat the mind-to-heart drop often. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart and make me real. Count from 10 to 1 as the energy drops from the mind into the peace found within the heart. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The last time you say it, add, I now command my body to receive this healing energy. Peace be with you. So this, we all got this morning, and I'm here with the other co-hosts, and I'd like to just turn it over to them because we were as surprised as you all were, and we had no idea that any of this was happening or going to happen. So I'll turn it over to you ladies, and I don't really know who would like to speak first, so maybe we'll just turn it to Kathy and then Michelle. So Kathy, why don't you go ahead? Over to you.
Okay, so we're having this show today to help other listeners to come to grips with this reality, to confirm that it is indeed a fact. Ron has returned to Source Energy, to the Creation Lightship. It is a fact that he is at the end of his universal energy shift, and he has ascended. And so, therefore, that means, like the letter says, the online clearings no longer activated. Anything that Ron activated is no longer active. He was the pipeline, the lifeline, the conduit to the Creation Lightship. So that is no longer, and that's a harsh reality, but we have to undo everything we've done on our computers. You know, we have to do the practical side of it and undo everything and come to grips with the fact that now we're left with Ron's teachings that he worked so hard to give us. So on the practical side, yes, we'll still have the archives to listen to as long as they remain up, and then we'll have the website to refer to for informational purposes only. The healings and clearings on the archive, YouTube videos, and clearings, anything, will no longer be valid, no longer be activated. Just listen to them, to follow the teachings, to learn, to follow, to keep it in utmost in your mind. And remember what Ron always taught us, to do the mind-to-heart drop and to rely on ourselves and go within. That was his main message. So, yes, it's hard because especially for some of us who've been with Ron since 2007 when he first got on the radio, it's become such a habit, such a daily routine. It's been part of an integral part of our life. You know, we bought laptops, we went to conferences, we caught all the shows. We bought so many healings, thousands of dollars worth, and we really, really benefited. And it was a big lifestyle change. So, as the letter said, now it's time to move forward with what we know and put it into practice. And that is to do the mind-to-heart drop often. Ron said, like, once an hour if you can. Kind of remind yourself. I've just put little sticky notes all over the place to remind myself. The verbal commands will still work. You know, the shrink wrap. And command your shrink wrap, the closing down of your chakras. The finger exercise to see where you're at, you know, past, present, or future. All those things that we are taught verbally will be still indeed working because we're working with our own spirit. And that's how he wanted it. You can also command your spirit to make you real. That's what he was trying to teach us so much these last few months. So Michelle will answer some questions that came in the inbox. Before that, though, I just want to mention that some of you may have had an inkling or were in battles. You might have had a clue that Ron was going to be leaving soon. It was very subtle, but some people sensitive to pick that up. But it was a thought that nobody wanted to embrace because it's just the unthinkable has happened. It has happened, and the fact true is that Ron has died already so many times and come back again.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, we know that his body was no longer able to uphold what energy he has to put out. And the Creation Lightship pretty much was giving him extensions upon extensions to stay here maybe 10 years beyond his mission time.
Yeah.
So as he said, he could leave at any time, and if he had the chance, he would.
Yeah, it was his choice.
We know he left in peace. He left in a peaceful way. He did not get taken out by aliens or anything else. He left by choice. Okay, so just wanted to get those facts out, and I'll say over to you, Michelle, for any questions that have come up in the inbox that we can answer for the listeners.
Okay, well, thank you, Kathy, and Elizabeth. Yeah, I'd say probably pretty shocking news for most of us, to say the least. I found out this morning before I got an email, I did get a phone call from somebody who's been working with Ron and his clearings for a long time. So thank you for that. And so I got on the emails right away because people started emailing in, is this real? Has Ron passed away? We believe that it is real and that is exactly what happened. As far as I know, he has not taken his body. His spirit left just because of what was written in the email, but I only know as much as all of you know, which is exactly what was written in the email, was that his spirit went back to the Creation Lightship. So I take it that the battles were extremely intense the last few days, and as many of you may have received an email on the first, say that there were intense battles, so that means that they have been going on for 9 or 10 days. So this may have been the culmination. Just to, you know, say that there is a bright lining to this, I believe from some other reports that have come in that there are people of different groups following kind of what's going on in the planet in general. And that there is a lot of hope that Ron really did a lot before he left and really left us with not only his amazing teachings and hopefully a lot of the healings that we've all done, but he completed a lot before he left. So hopefully we are like way far ahead than where we were just maybe even a year ago.
Well, Michelle, and I just wanted to add really quick. He was doing all of that work to bring in the Vikings and the dragons and the sovereign soldiers. So I don't think all of that would have been possible prior to all of the work he's been doing so much in this past year. So it's not like he just decided to leave us alone. Like, we have protection.
Yeah. And I'm so, I mean, I'm sure as many of you are, so grateful that I had, you know, even a short amount of time with him. Some of you had maybe longer, some of you have had less time, but hopefully you did as many clearings as you felt that you needed, and at least you have that. So, you know, I recall Ron saying that it would happen in his lifetime. He didn't know when, but it would happen in his lifetime. But obviously he didn't foresee this, but he probably did what he had to do. And so if people are wondering, gosh, is it going to work for us? Are we still on a path that we had been going on? I would say yes. If you continue to do the mind heart drop and not get attached to things, then absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. And also, I wanted to say, too, that I now increase my life force energy. That was one that a lot of us used. And I think anything, like Kathy said, where we're talking directly to our spirit, he would always, always emphasize that. Because before he created the website and created all of these online healings and the energy was coming through the internet, it was all done, he taught people how to do it, and he did it all in person. So we just have to kind of continue to do that and really be self-empowered and take charge of our own healing, which is what he would have wanted and what he was teaching us how to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because it is possible, and he mentioned it and talked about it many times, that, you know, you could do this. You could ascend on your own. It may take you a few lifetimes. Just his method of doing the healing kind of moved us forward a lot faster than many of us, you know, could realize. But, you know, hopefully you did a couple of those main healings that you may have needed. And then also now you know the tools to actually just move your own spirit forward and to stay away from, you know, physically traumatizing experiences. So either way, I think we're all incredibly blessed. So
we've been highly blessed.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kathy.
Okay. I just wanted to insert on that note, Michelle, that those of us who were lucky enough to catch the wave of Ron Amatron, you know, we know that we wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for him, because the planet would have been taken over by darkness a long time ago. And so Ron set up special safety factors so that our online healings would be saved in the vault. That means, as he always said, they're going to be there forever with the new Earth transfer.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the new Earth transfer. So also any healings we did with him over the phone and conference calls and special healings are going to go with us when we ascend. So that is a good thing. That's the good news, too, besides having the protection of the dragons, the soldiers, the natural spirits, and the Vikings, you know, and all the people who've enlisted with the different armed forces, sovereign
and
soldiers.
Also, Kathy, just to add to that, I think that's a great point, and it's very heartwarming to realize that and get it. I think also he came here for an entirely different purpose than what it turned into. Like he said, he never came here to fight aliens. And I think it was just he kept getting sidetracked from his original mission. So it was like, it was almost like it was, he just had to make the choice for his own, his work here, his time here was done. And he had to go do other work elsewhere. And that doesn't mean it's any more or less important. He just had to move on for his own personal free will, free choice. What he came here to do was done. He accomplished it. So you really have to, I know a lot of people are emailing and they're very upset and they're crying and they're having a really hard time with letting go, but it was his choice. And it's not something that we need to be upset about. It's something that we can now take, internalize, and empower ourselves to use the knowledge that he shared so freely and so generously, and so without duality and prejudice, to incorporate that into our own lives and really understand. When you heard Ron speaking, he wasn't trying to push you into anything. He wasn't trying to cajole you. He wasn't trying to enroll you. He wasn't trying to make you think the way he did. He was very straightforward and very clear. So look for that listening in yourself and of yourself, and look for that in other people. And I really think that you'll be able to distinguish for yourself, because you have a deep internal healer that will make that call for you, because you've known someone like Ron. It'll be easier for you to recognize what's right for you and what isn't right.
Yeah, so yep, a lot of people, they've been writing and saying, you know, very sad about this, but it was so great. Thank you so much, Ron, for coming here. Thank you to the show host, but also thank you to all your listeners. And, you know, I got to say, like, when Ron would get ready to do a conference, he was very excited, actually, to, you know, for as excited as Ron gets, which, you know, he's always at peace, but he was like, oh, I get to see everybody. He really enjoyed that. He really enjoyed speaking with people. He really enjoyed healing people.
And also, he never really knew how to respond when people thanked him, because he didn't want or need to be thanked. And I know that's that's hard for people here to understand, but he was just doing what he had set out to do.
But he liked people.
He did. He was awesome with groups and people, and I'm really going to miss him at the expo. I was planning on going in October, so I think for me it was more just kind of a disappointment and shock that, like, I didn't introduce him to certain people in my life, and that they'll never have a chance to actually meet him in person. But, you know, maybe that's the way it should be too, and perhaps they'll meet at some point in the future that it wasn't meant to be now.
He would go out of his way to create healings for us based on requests, such as, what about all the pet healings and giving them all free? If you didn't take advantage of that, oh, that was such a marvelous gift. And there were just no words to really thank Ron for how much he gave. And we could see it for ourselves, the difference in our pets. And then he just wanted a few words of testimony, and he got a lot of that. And it was definitely true. The healings worked. There was nothing else like them. There was nobody else like Ron around who used source energy and was from source energy. We all learn the difference because we know by the way we feel, and that he just did all he could for us. He did so much. And now it's up to us to continue to follow the teachings, to live in our heart center, to listen to our inner mind of the body, to continue to learn and how to live our lives using the principles we've incorporated and produce our own self-protection.
Yeah,
we are not alone.
Right, and I just personally have learned so much in the past 7 years that I've been co-hosting and working with Ron, and just learning from everyone that writes in, and learning about how I need to protect myself. And, you know, that is mainly what he was telling us. We have to be in charge of ourselves. There's no one else that we can control. Everyone has their own free will and free choice, so the only thing we can do is choose. And we can try to make that in this world as non-dualistic as we possibly can. So we just have choice. So I know a lot of people are upset, and I know it's a very tough loss, but I think we have to remember that, and we have to just think, well, if I do the mind to heart drop, somebody suggested if you in the emails, if you do the mind to heart drop 5 or 6 times in a row, it works, and you might have to do that if you're feeling particularly upset or at a loss right now in this moment. So the one thing that I'm taking away from all of this, it's like what Kathy said, all we have is the moment. All we have is the now. We don't have the future. We don't have the past. All we have is this moment, what we're living right now. And I think that's what Ron would have wanted us to be in, and how he would have wanted us to proceed, is to just stay in our heart centers as much as we possibly can. And if that means doing the mind-to-heart drop 5 or 6 times or 10 times or 20 times in a day, then that's what we have to do. And the other commands, you know, should work too. Somebody else wrote in and said, thank you, Ron, for showing us that the true healing master is in our own hearts, which is, I think mm-hmm. that's very true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for writing that, because that's what Ron wants us to, that's what he always told us from the get-go. He was just a facilitator, a conduit. He really was very humble about that. Just did what he could to help the planet. Just think of all the major ascension plans he made for us and got rid of so many energies of false teachings, light of the darkness, gods, light of the darkness, ascended masters, light of the darkness, Jesus. Look how he cleared us of all the planets. All that stuff is done. And he just was done with his mission.
Yeah.
And so, sorry to lose him, because we all got so attached and we all felt, you know, it was a part of our lifestyle, a big part. And we had plans to go to the expo and everything, and now it's all been done.
I know. A lot of people are asking, like, when are we going to ascend? What's going to happen? Is there going to be follow-up? And the truth is, we don't know. We were not given that information. All we have is what you guys have. Like, as co-hosts, we were not privy to any sort of insider info. I'm sure I speak for the rest of the ladies as I say this, is we don't know.
Ron never knew either.
What's that?
Ron never knew either. People would ask.
Yeah, it's because it's like what we were just talking about. We're just in the moment, just the same as everyone else is. So we don't have any information about when ascension will be. I did get an email regarding the universal shift. Let's see if I can find that. Ron said that the universal shift will happen after he is gone, not before. How do we relate to that information now, and how will his teachings be made available for his students? And I guess, I'll turn it over to you ladies, my guess would be is that we just keep doing what he instructed us to do, and the teachings will live on in us, and you know, as long as the archives are up, anybody else who chooses to read them and to follow that. So I don't know. Do you ladies have anything else you'd like to add to that?
I would listen to the archives starting backwards, like the last show you did with him, Michelle. Mm-hmm. He had some really good tidbits in there. But then start going backwards, listening to the archives. Because he may have been dropping clues very subtly about us being prepared, because one of the lessons I've learned is never depend on any one person or any one thing too much, because that's not good for your own survival. And that was a message I was getting prior to this happening, and I was very dependent on this Creation Lightship.
And I've heard that from somebody else who follows his teachings very closely and knew him very closely. They said, one of the last times I spoke with this other person, they said, you know, I don't even follow all of Ron's stuff without checking with myself first. It's all about how I, you know, deal with it with my own spirit. Because you can't rely on anything outside of yourself, because that may not always be there. And I would say Ron would be the first person to agree. And that's why he taught us the mind-heart drop, so that it's all about you staying in peace. You know, not getting attached to things, not being an emotional roller coaster, just staying in peace. So when the ascension hits, then you can go, because you're clear. And so just logistically, I think people want to know, like, are the archives going to be up? Is the website going to be up? Is it working? I believe the website is still going to be active. I believe that they've, you know, paid for it to exist for a while yet. But I, just from the email, I take it that doing new clearings isn't working. And if you've bought a clearing in September or the conference calls, you can email, and it's written on the top of the website now, and you can get refunded for that. So that's just in September. But obviously before that, everything worked and everything was good. And I believe that the radio shows archives are going to be available, but, you know, some people out there are good at electronics and things like that, so if you want to record them or something, you might, I don't know if that would be suggested. I might want to do that.
Yeah, you can download them and save them.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, well, on Ron's website, there's MP3s you can download.
Oh, okay. Ooh, that makes it easy. Great.
Oh, another question we're getting a lot of, ladies, is people are asking, are we still going to be enlisted, even though Ron isn't here? That's up to you. Enlistment is a by choice, free will, free choice matter between you and whatever time-traveling sovereign soldiers you group you are fighting within. So if you do not want to be enlisted, you just say so. Or if you want to keep fighting, you could just keep fighting. So mm-hmm. either way, it's up to you. Ron didn't have any control over that. He gave you the choice to make for yourself. So if that's something you are okay with and you'd still like to continue doing that, I'm assuming until I hear otherwise that it's just you're just going to keep going with that. Unless you don't want to, then you can just request that.
Wonderful. Yeah. And so we have the dragon, we have the secret soldiers, we have nature
Vikings.
Deities, Vikings, all still working on this. If there's, you know, things still happening, so we still have that. And then somebody just wrote in, this is interesting, it says, I don't quite remember this, but it says in one of Ron's archives, maybe 2017, he said that if he died, he would make sure he would be able to continue with our healing and computers from the light ship. Do you guys remember that at all?
If he said that, anything can change also is another fact. So
Right. That
is not the case.
Yeah, and I know, like, he would, I don't remember that personally, but also I know there were certain healings and commands that he would then say, oh, we shouldn't be doing those anymore, like, I know the clone one was requested a lot, but at a certain point, like, he didn't want to keep bringing that one, so that one was disabled, so things are subject to change. To the best of my knowledge, the information that I'm going off, the new information now, is that they would not work without him physically being here.
Okay.
Yeah, they would invite duality. If you turn those healings on, they're mm-hmm. going to invite duality. You do not want that.
You will be using the light of the darkness, is my understanding.
Yes.
Okay.
Which you probably don't want to do if you've paid any attention to anything
also,
that Ron ever
said. He took away the option of the female light being, took away the option of the non-gender light being. I mean, what Ron said back in 2017, it was a whole different situation.
Yeah,
so
right.
That's
it was
saying.
A different
listen
moment.
To the archive, listen to the most recent ones now and then go backwards.
Okay.
Yeah, his energy
And like he always said, I mean, he would get questions and he would just say, I don't know, I can't answer that, because he was in the moment. So it a lot of the time he couldn't answer questions that people wanted to know the answers to. So it's not like he had probably all of the answers either. He just had his mission. He had his what's the word I'm looking for? His path, I guess, if you want to call it that. And, you know, he was doing his best. So I just wanted to say that it's really refreshing to be able to be in this community and to have grown and learned so much mm-hmm. over the years, and just to think about where I was before I started doing clearings and healings, and before I started working with Ron, and before I even had access to even really understand that healing was something I could control. Just to think back at when I first started, and when I first started co-hosting even, how much my life has changed, and how self-empowered and enabled I feel, and how much I've grown. So it really is just, it's been so amazing to be able to be a part of that. And like Kathy said, I'm very grateful for the opportunity and very, you know, humbled by being able to work with Ron. And I think that he was just such a cool, regular guy who just had these abilities and was so free and open with sharing them with everybody, that it was kind of like you just you were a bit taken aback at first, because it's just so rare to meet somebody like that. And I think that's why people are very sad, because when you were here and when you were doing your clearings and when you were listening to the show and when you were interacting with Ron, you were never judged. You were never
right.
You were never judged. You were never valued or devalued. You were never given special privileges. You were just, everyone was the same to him. He didn't have, you know, special favorites, or he didn't have, like, this one person that he gave special powers to. I mean, it was just very neutral, humble, and completely out of duality and judgment. And I think that's a very rare thing to find in a healer or in anybody. So it's
No salesmanship at all.
Yeah. And a lot of people were like, oh, well, why don't you do this or why don't you do that? But he just, you know, he had his ways. And I don't think it was for everybody to get. I think it's like, if it spoke to you and you felt that it was something that you needed to do, you did it. And if not, then you went and did whatever it is you wanted to do. And he didn't have any judgment about that either. He was like, that's fine, you know. I'm just letting you know that if you do that, this is what you're doing.
So true. And I think the students, the listeners, Ron's helpers, Ron's friends, we have no connection to him anymore, except to remind everyone, like we're doing right now, of his teaching, to remind ourselves that of all we just learned while we were lucky enough to be, you know, if we stuck to Ron and we were lucky enough to catch him, you know, and be part of, you know, his life and his teaching. And so, yeah, that's another big thing to be grateful for. So, Michelle, are there any other emails coming in that you'd like to address while we still have time?
Some people are wondering, you know, just, I guess they want to continue maybe with groups or learning. I know some people had some of their friends. I think Ron disabled the ability to have the fast chat or whatever with the groups a while ago because he didn't want that kind of courting happen.
Courting.
Yeah. Courting is a big problem.
Yeah, and
not to mention psychic attacks. Yeah, so you're right, Michelle. He did disconnect that because of the psychic attacks, and what else was happening there was too much mental energy as well. So it's probably not a good idea to have a little group, a little subgroup, you know, to do the teachings. That's kind of contrary to being self-empowered. I mean, sure, you can have friends, you know, talk to your friends and stuff, but to do the mind-heart drop together and all that is, only was led by Ron was the only way we ever did it together. And you were in your own room.
You were saying it yourself, you know.
To your own spirit.
Yeah, to your own spirit. And that's, I think that's a really important point, Kathy and Michelle. Like, I just really do want to emphasize that. And that's really great that you brought that up, because I think whenever a community is either disbanded or evaporates for whatever reason or is shut down, I think obviously there is a sense of loss and a sense of longing for that. But I know this is going to sound rather cheesy, but you have to take it as an opportunity and you have to do whatever it takes for you to get clear. And that's, I think, what Ron was doing with all of these multitudes of healings and so many different kinds of ways you could clear yourself. So it's whatever you need to do to get clear. And I think living in the past, wanting to dredge up memories or connect with people, it may be counter, it may seem counterintuitive, because I think at a time of loss, everyone sort of wants to come together. But I think when you're hurting, you tend to make decisions because you just want to stop hurting. So I would just really kind of hunker down, stay in your heart center. You know, if you need to stay very quiet about it, that's what I would do. I wouldn't, you know, start emailing people frantically and doing a lot of mental work, because that's just going to take you out of your peace. And I would really just kind of be my own island. I think that's what I'm going to do, and I would encourage everybody else to do the same.
And somebody else mentioned that would it be nice to have the commands written on the front page of the website, just the I command my spirit to drop my thoughts down, and then the I increase my life force energy and the body shrink wrap, just so that they're forefront so people don't have to search in case they happen to come across the website?
I think they're all on the CLS Weebly chat, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, on the tips, tricks,
tips and topics.
Tips and reminders.
Tips and
topics.
Yeah,
they're already there.
Okay, good. All right, great.
And then
people are also wondering if there's going to be any more radio shows. As far as I know, this is going to be the last radio show.
No, and Ron started with bbsradio.com, and you know, they've stuck by Ron from the very beginning, and they've heard all kinds of things. And so they've been really terrific in assisting Ron and putting up the page and getting us this private email address.
Email, yes.
I mean,
they're awesome.
Just everything.
The guys
everything.
At BBS are completely
Dawn and
awesome.
Doug.
Yes.
Oh, Dawn and Doug, we have just appreciation for you, us co-hosts. Mm-hmm. You know, they really helped Ron and us.
So, yes, and always just so professional, so punctual, so incredibly sweet and nice, and just so supportive. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better part-time broadcasting situation. I mean, I just can't believe what those guys do. And again, I think it was a great home for Ron, because they really are not in judgment of anybody, and there's definitely a feeling that you get there that they just want to get the information out there, whatever, however that information is coming. And it's just been such a pleasure just really working with Ron and Don and Doug at BBS and Kathy, Anna, Michelle, and all of and everybody behind the scenes too. And there are a lot of people that I won't publicly, you know, announce on the air, because I don't know if they would want that. But it's just been such a pleasure and such a great, wonderful experience.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm so glad that the other co-host came on board. And Anne, too, she couldn't be here today.
Well, no, I'm here, Kathy. I'm here.
Oh, Anne, would you like to say something?
I don't think we knew
Yes, I'm on. I'm on here. And wow, you gals are all just
good.
Doing a fabulous job, and I feel
you couldn't get
so much
in,
better myself. So thank you. What I thought of, just to one thing to clarify, when Liz was talking about enlisting, you may not now enlist yourself. It's only if you're already enlisted. You can stay enlisted,
mm-hmm.
or I don't want anyone thinking they can do a command and end up, you know, again, hurting themselves, as Kathy so eloquently put it. We don't want to connect any light of the darkness. But I did want to say, and I think Michelle maybe could add to this, because I actually missed Michelle's last two Wednesday programs, and I believe something came up about nature. And I remember Ron saying over and over again, if you clear yourself out and then go spend time just in nature and don't deal with people at all, you can be healed. And I doubt still many of us can do that, but that we could remember that going out into nature is always healing. for us mm-hmm. and healing for our bodies. And also, I would add to everyone, pay attention to your physical health at this time because it's only going to help. And Michelle, maybe you could share a little bit about that, because I don't want to misspeak, but didn't Ron say there were now some more earth energies?
Yes, I think I mentioned something about an email that we got saying that people were saying, oh, there's actually these amazing growths of trees all over the planet that are not being reported in mainstream news, which, as many of you know, may not be reporting what's actually occurring, especially if it's positive. So, and he said, yes, there are a lot of, you know, nature spirits, as Kathy mentioned, and things like that. I believe he used the word divas at one point. They're nature spirits that are here to protect the earth. And many people who are sensitive feel that when they're in nature. And many of us have been feeling that recently. It's been even stronger, that when you're in nature, it, you know, fits with your body and it just feels really good, which is exactly how you want your body to be. Because one of the things that Ron taught us was that, you know, your body is just as important as your spirit and your mind, and that's what you need to really heal, is actually your body. So being in nature would facilitate that. But it's probably in the archive. You'd probably put it more eloquently than I just did.
Right. And I would add is, and the other co-hosts have already said this, but thank you all for listening and for all the support we got from you all sending in those emails so we could keep asking Ron those questions.
and he photos. Did so.
Yes, and yeah. The beautiful, beautiful testimonial so many of you wrote and wrote in over and over again. And Ron really enjoyed that, and we all appreciated it as well.
Yeah, and one email that Ron received recently that he enjoyed and wanted to share with everyone, which we didn't get really a chance to look at or talk about on the show, was called The Outlaw. It's by The Outlaws. It's called Ghost Riders in the Sky, and it has the lyrics. And it's the song. If you look at it's a YouTube video. If you look at it, what it symbolizes to us, why Ron liked it so much, is it's what the soldiers are doing in the skies. And you can actually for the soldiers, and you'll see what they're doing. And I thought today, and it made me feel very much more at peace with what I'm doing being in the enlistment, and what the sovereign soldiers are doing for the planet is going on right now. We don't need Ron to tell us that it's happening or to give us a report. They are doing it. And if you want to see what they're doing, you can look at this video. It's called Ghost Riders in the Sky, and that's why Ron sent it to the inbox here. He wanted us to know that that's what it's like when they're battling out in the outer space. But it's very real looking here, and it has the lyrics so you can see them. Very good. So thank you for someone sent that to Ron. Ron sent it here, so thank you for that submission too. And also for the dragon photos in the sky, please continue to look up in the sky for the dragon clouds. So you should be seeing more of those now, and someone sent one in. And it looks exactly like a dragon in the cloud. Unbelievable. But it is. And there's also like a beam of light coming down through it. So you can see that it's got like a little weapon there. It's taking care of business. I was glad to see that. So continue to look in the sky for the good clouds, the animal clouds. Know that the sovereign soldiers are doing what they can for half of Save the Planet and all the other things that we talked about. The dragons, the Vikings are not going to let anything go past them. So we are in good hands with them, and Ron set that up for us. This has all been going on the last 6 months, except for the soldiers. So we have to keep that in mind and just continue to stay calm and be at peace and heart-centered as much as possible when we feel the loss or a vacancy within. Okay, any more questions in the inbox, Michelle or Elizabeth?
No, people are saying, you know, they are still a little shocked and rather sad. Mm-hmm. We understand it. You know, he was not only a major healer and who he was, but a personal friend to many people. But, yeah, I guess all I can say is just keep doing the mind hard cap. You don't want to be on a roller coaster, because right now there's no way to kind of clear yourself from that. So you don't want those emotions being stuck in you.
Yeah, just try to be as peaceful as possible. Somebody did ask, too, how can one listen to the archives without hearing the clearings? And you can still hear the clearings. It's just that you won't receive the healing energy. You will just be able to listen to them as the teachings. So all of the sample clearings and healings that were done, they will not be working, to the best of my understanding.
Right. And as far as Ron's personal assistant can tell, he was with us until very late September 9th.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that because he was working with us on the light ship that day, Sunday, the day that Anne was stepped in for him and did such a marvelous job working with Ron. Anne was working with Ron to guide us through the rooms, the healing rooms, and Ron was doing that with us at the same time with the battles. And it was shortly after that that Ron slipped away and went back to the Creation light ship. For good. He did not plan it. You know, he's in the moment. He didn't plan it. It has happened before, and he's come back. But just in case, you know, he didn't come back, he kind of said, you know, this might be it. So all your healings and everything worked up till September 9th.
Okay, so that was basically until this morning, possibly. It says, can we still be on the CLS New Earth? I believe that we are, yes.
And I think to just, like, reiterate Anne's point, if you're doing the mind-to-heart drop and you're putting yourself on a heart-centered timeline and you're staying out of mind energy and you're going out in nature and you're avoiding people, these are all of these things Ron did himself. So it's like you will be on the new earth because you're not in mind energy. You're not in duality. If you're in your heart center and you're doing what he taught you, then yes, that will be, you will not be on those old timelines of duality and emotion.
Right.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying it's hard to let go of the clearing.
Yeah,
I know.
It sure is. Anne, was there anything else that you wanted to say? I think we just have a few minutes left.
No, just that only recently Ron reminded me to not get too mental, even with our clearings that we do verbally. I would remember, mm-hmm. still do them out loud. You must command your spirit out loud, he said. But also, just, it's calm. Stay calm and even. And when you think of it, you know, or feel it, do the mind to heart drop and just stay centered. That's the whole key, because people can get too mental over doing that. And the other thing, I don't know if you other ladies would agree with me, but I feel that we could command our spirit to cut cords from our bodies if we feel corded. Do you feel that would still work?
I think people do that, yeah.
Okay. I think so. And to make me real, command it to make me real as well.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's it. Again, just I would say thank you to all of our audience, and I certainly enjoyed every moment of doing these radio shows.
Me
yes,
too.
Me too. And
it's
I'm
been
so glad for the people that
quite a few
out.
Years.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was such a privilege.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great, great, great thing to be involved in.
Yeah.
Just really, really, I know I keep saying this, but just really wonderful. So I just, you know, encourage everybody to find their own path and use their free will, free choice, and use your new self and your new body and your new spirit that have been cleared of all of these negative densities to push forward and really create something, a new possibility for yourself and your life. Because you have all, you have everything, and, you know, as another listener wrote in and said, Ron said that the book only has one page, and that's to go within. And that's mm-hmm. what we all need to do. So
yeah,
it's unfortunate that,
to our own frequency.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that he couldn't be with us any longer, but like I said again, it was his choice. And I don't think he planned it. I don't think this was something he thought, you know, I'm going to leave everybody. It was just he was in the moment, and the choice was his, and he made the choice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's look at the inbox and see if there's anything else that might have come in.
Oh, yes, there is one thing. Let me check this. It says, this is from somebody who was extremely close to Ron. It says, we are on the new earth. We have the personal responsibility to stay in the now. So I'm pretty sure he had many conversations with this person about that. So they're saying that that's what's going on, and
yes.
I think that that's probably it.
Yes, this
so
person worked closely with Ron. And
thank you.
So,
Michelle.
Yes, it's our responsibility to stay in the now and the present moment. And that's all we can do. That's our best bet, our best defense. Okay, so, Anne, anything else that you'd like to add?
No, I feel we're done. And again, just thank you, and thank you to BBS.
Maybe everybody feels calmer now.
I hope so. And I just wanted to say, Anne, I'm so glad you came on. And Kathy and Michelle, it's just been such a pleasure working with you. And
thank you.
I, you know, just feel so honored to have been a part of this community and to have been able to help Ron just by being a co-host. It was just really just an honor and a privilege for me. So I don't know. I guess, you know, when we get off the phone maybe, or the call here, it seems like such an intimate conversation. Maybe we should all just, you know, do the mind-to-heart drop and think of, you know, what Ron would have wanted us to do, and that's how he would have ended the show. So we could all just do that
right.
in our own personal space as we get off the show tonight.
Disconnect your online clearings.
Okay. Well, good night, everyone.
Okay.
I'm so glad to have
you. Bye, everyone.
All right. Thank you, my fellow co-hosts and
thank you.
Listeners and BBS Radio.
Yes, thank you, everyone. We're
working together.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Good night on September 10th, 2018.